USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Everybody wants us. It has the chance to be a big event.
President Trump discussing possible sites for his planned summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, saying several are still being looked at.
We're looking at various countries, including Singapore, and we are also talking about the possibility of the DMZ.
And reports are Kim Jong-un has also said the DMZ would be a great meeting place for the two. You'll remember last Friday, Kim Jong-un and the South Korean president met there. The White House pushing back the deadline to enact stiff steel and aluminum tariffs. The White House says the May 1st deadline is being extended for 30 days to allow further discussions. The extensions impact the EU, Canada, and Mexico. Agreements have been reached in principle for Argentina, Australia, and Brazil. And this is USA Radio News.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your short list of qualified candidates. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Several states are considering, or in some cases adopting, so-called red flag bills. Delaware Governor John Carney signing one into law yesterday that limits access to firearms for those considered a danger to themselves or others. That bill will take effect in 6 months. Meanwhile, Colorado lawmakers are considering a bill that would allow law enforcement to get a court order to seize guns from people who pose a risk to themselves or others. Democratic State Representative Alec Garnett says it strikes a good balance between public safety and gun rights.
The bill protects people's Second Amendment rights and includes rigorous due process.
That bill is to get its first hearing in a House committee later today. The Vatican's third-ranking official is facing trial on sex abuse charges. A Melbourne, Australia magistrate says 76-year-old Vatican treasurer Cardinal George Pell faces multiple charges of historical sex assault offenses from a number of complainants. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
As members of a Central American caravan were seeking asylum at the U.S. border yesterday, not far away, Vice President Mike Pence was touring a section of border wall that's already been built. Pence saying that caravan and the hardship its members may have faced only reinforces the need for legal immigration to the United States.
The reality is that you have vulnerable people in Central America who are struggling and suffering in difficult circumstances, who are being exploited by open borders advocates who have people march thousands of miles up the peninsula to come to our southern border. By changing the laws, by building a wall, we'll send a deafening message that the United States of America is open to legal immigration.
Pence was speaking there to Fox News. Several are feared dead after a high-rise building in Brazil collapsed in flames a short time ago. At least one person is confirmed dead at that tower in Sao Paulo this morning, where nearly 200 firefighters are still battling the flames. The 26-story tower has been occupied by squatters, and witnesses say they heard people screaming for help before the building collapsed. And Twitter is working with NBC Universal as well as Disney and Viacom to create original shows, saying that its video views have doubled over the past 12 months, and they want more content to attract even more advertisers and audiences. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.